T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good Friday to you. Did you watch it last night? I did. I had a good time. It was a tough day yesterday, and I want to address this before we get out of the shoot, but not the easiest of days around our building, even though we're not technically in it, as you know, the coronavirus has affected many in many different ways, and when it begins to affect the financial community, that's when companies, large companies, and our company decided to make some very difficult decisions based upon money. And, you know, good people, not with us. We had quite a few, over a dozen people in our building yesterday, either furloughed or let go. And that's never easy. So, yesterday was a really, really tough day. So we, it wasn't a great mood last night. The mood that I had hoped to sit down and watch, the games with, or the game with last evening, and doing a little grilling out and all that kind of stuff. But nevertheless, you know, our friends that all, and I don't want to start naming all the names because I don't want to leave anybody out, but all the names in the building, some have been there in a very short period of time. Some have been there for, you know, over a decade. So they're all going to be missed. And hopefully when things get better again, maybe we can see their faces again. But some things, you know, I don't know how those decisions are made, and I would hate to be the one making those decisions. But nevertheless, not the easiest day yesterday. But I did sit down last night. I did hang with the dogs, and I did sit and you know, eat a meal and watch Juan Nieves throw the no-hitter. I got to tell you, it was cool watching Dale Swaim go yard, Bill Schroeder behind the plate, you know, Cecil Cooper in that batting stance and those big glasses. It was cool. And then watching Robin Yount dive for that last fly ball and watch Juan Nieves just rejoice with jubilation, and then the team mob him, and that was fun. Man, I forgot how cookie cutter a lot of those old stadiums were. I mean, they were in Baltimore for that game, and at first you look at it and you think, is this County Stadium? And all those big old stadiums, man, they just I forgot how cavernous they were, how lack of character they were. You know, it just, God, I watched one of the games from the Reds that was played at Riverfront Stadium the other day, and you wouldn't have known if they were playing at Riverfront, at Fulton County, at Three Rivers, or the Vet in Philadelphia, because they were all the same. They were all those cookie-cutter Universal stadiums where you can slide stands from one side to the other. It's kind of like they still have out at the Alameda Coliseum out in Oakland, in that craptastic stadium that needs to be torn down and rebuilt. So it's just, I forgot about how just ugly and non-character those stadiums were. So it was fun to watch last night, though, because you really were going back in time and reliving a little history, and just like I said yesterday, enjoy the nuances that you didn't see the first time. You know, enjoy Jim Paschke on the call last night. I thought that was great. I even tweeted that out. It was great to hear Jim Paschke on the call last night. I forgot Jim did baseball. So it was great. It was a lot of fun last night. Did you go back and watch the Juan Nieves? Joe, did you go back and watch any of that last night?
Actually, I didn't. I was watching reruns of Forensic Files, and that was about it. That was my night.
Yeah. No, I, you know what? That was the only thing I watched. I didn't really watch much else. I just kind of, you know, prepared for that. It was a tough day yesterday. I think we all know that. I don't speak for anybody, you know, personally, but I think all of us had kind of a tough day. And I made some phone calls and took a lot of phone calls from some listeners and from some friends, some mutual friends. And so we all chatted last night and had some good conversations. And we're all going to hook up again. We're all going to get together again. And as soon as this, you know, pandemic subsides and we're allowed back out and we can all congregate and enjoy each other's company, we're all going to get together. But it was a tough day. So I just kind of, you know, did my things with my dogs. I'm going to start the motorcycle up today. I'm going to do that for the first time. So I was looking forward to that. What the hell happened to the forecast, by the way? Look, our buddy is Drew Burgoyne of CBS 58, and I got to admit, I did not watch CBS 58 the other day, but I watched another station who had said that over the weekend we were going to be in the 60s, close to 60, and then they were talking like close to 70. And I'm like, this is great. It looked like it was going to be riding weather on Sunday, so I'm ready to get the motorcycle out, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to officially fire it up on the warmest day. And then all of a sudden I watched Drew last night. He's like, well, you know, we're going to get a cold front that's going to come through and some rain's going to come through on Friday afternoon and evening into Saturday. And Saturday the rain subsides and on and on. And all of a sudden I'm like a high of 50 what? This sucks. Who blew that call? So I had to go back to my – this is the reason Drew gets you ready. This is the reason I go back to Drew because I need to stay, keep it real. I made a mistake, so I apologize and I have to pay homage now. But nevertheless – I was looking forward to the weekend, but just last night, just did a lot of stuff. Didn't do the grill out thing like I was planning on. I was so set, man. I have some Johnsonville cheddar brats. I had a couple of the hot dogs I was going to grill for the dogs. I just was going to make it a baseball night. I still sat down and watched. I did a little work. I did a few emails and such. Took a lot of phone calls last night and watched the game and just kind of sat here and enjoyed it. But It was still a little bit of a tough night. But I did enjoy listening to Jim Paschke do the game. I did enjoy watching Bill Schroeder behind the plate and watching him work. Billy, first pitch fastball low and away, pops it up. I was hoping Billy would come out slugging in that one. I forgot Dale Swain hits a long one in that one. But what a good game last night. 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us, that's the phone number on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can find me over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. Follow us there. @Bill_Michaels. You can also follow Radio Joe. Go to Radio Joe Sports on Twitter. And Evan Heffelfinger in the building at EvanHeff25. Don't forget about Facebook, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Look for the blue check mark there. You can find me on Instagram, TheRealBillMichaels. And I'm going to do some stuff on Instagram at some point today. So if you want to follow me there, you can. Also over on YouTube, go to YouTube.com and just look for Bill Michaels there. There's BillMichaelsSports.com, the website. And then you can always find us at the Radio.com app. Take us anywhere and everywhere and use that like a DVR. You can go back and listen to things. You can rewind it. You can pause it, all that kind of good stuff, and hang in there with us and stay in touch with the show. But did you watch the Juan Nieves no-hitter last night? There's so much being replayed right now on TV. And some of it, it's like, yawn, big yawn. You know, USC, Texas last night, I know, was on ESPN. And I was flipping around. I watched a little bit of that, but not much. It's just like, okay. By the way, I got to ask this question. And I don't normally go after the four-letter network in a positive or negative way. We use them every now and then, but, you know, I tend to shy away from that. What in the hell is their fascination with Tua? Every day it's the same video. He says he's 100%. He says he feels good. He's not even going to be the first overall pick. Who cares? He's a good player, but he had a very serious injury. Just like, why don't you wait and see? But they pimp him like he's the next coming of Jesus Christ. Holy mackerel. I don't understand what the fascination with Tua is. There's a lot of good players in the upcoming draft. Joe Burrow is going to, most likely, him or Chase Young's going to be number one overall. What the hell? So I just thought I'd ask that question. That's all. 855-830-8648. Did you watch the Juan Nieves no-hitter last night? Anything new that you noticed, by the way? I was trying to make notes a little bit as I'm going along. I tell you what, I love to see Paul Molitor. You know, all those guys, man, when you look at players today, you know, hit the workout room, hit the gym, they're still slender, but there's this muscularity to some of them. Now, a guy like Christian Yelich, that guy's built like Gumby. You know, he's just – how he gets his power is from bat speed and just the twist of his hips and body. But I'm watching these guys play last night. These guys are rails, man. Cecil Cooper was the thickest cat out there. But what a fun night last night to sit down and watch that game. This portion of the program also brought to you by your good friends over there at Quick Trip. They're working diligently. Their number one priority, by the way, the safety of the coworkers and guests. They're cleaning and sanitizing the stores with greater frequency, door handles, keypads, fuel dispensers, all the other high traffic areas in the stores. You can get the essentials for your family in just a few minutes, milk, eggs, bread, butter, produce, meat, a whole lot more. So if you want to get in and out of a retail environment, and then that's important to you quickly, they got you covered. That's our friends at Quick Trip, standing strong with communities right now. And don't forget about those Forrester Farms bag of individually wrapped chicken breast, boneless, skinless, cage-free, all-natural. And you can get anywhere from 10 to 50 cents off per gallon with the number of bags that you purchase when you use your Quick Rewards card as well. And that is good through April 30th. They have hot sandwiches and pizzas, and even some places have donuts and chicken and all kinds of good stuff over there. Our friends at Quick Trip, we thank them for being a part of the program. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. There's so many games that are being replayed right now on TV. Is there any one in particular you've either seen that you really enjoyed, or two, that you can't wait to come on? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar.
Sit down and watch the Juan Nieves no-hitter last night, or maybe you've seen something that has really caught your eye, maybe something that you've been anticipating, something you're looking forward to. What may it be? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hit us up on Twitter at Bill_Michaels. You can find us there at Radio Joe Sports. Also at EvanHeff25. You can find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, the website as well. And don't forget about the radio.com app. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They're the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I got an email from Mark, speaking of that, wanting to know if the schedule is out for Wednesday Night Live. It is not. There's a lot of things right now that are going on in our world that it's kind of inappropriate at this point in time to start putting things out to say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and then turn around and have to cancel them. So I don't know specifically when. I mean, hopefully at the end of April we're out of this and the curve begins to head downward and we're getting back to a sense of normalcy. But I don't know when we're all going to gather again. I really don't. I was talking to some friends yesterday, as I was mentioning in the first segment of the show. I talked to a buddy of mine, and I always take vacation in July. And, there's a house on a lake in Indiana that I go to. And while that is self-distancing, because you're about as far out as you can get, it's just usually there's like a gathering. Usually there's a whole bunch of us friends. And, you know, we're all kind of in limbo right now. We don't know if we're going to be getting together. We don't know what the middle of July is going to hold. As a matter of fact, I did last night. There was a piece that came out via the, I don't know if it was the Golf Network or if it was USA Today. But last evening I was reading that all the different dates, the Royal and Ancient right now is figuring out about the U.S. Open, about the Open Championship. And if they want to cancel it or postpone it, if they postpone it, it's probably going to be played the week before. And they're still counting on playing the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits at the original dates. So far, cross your fingers and knock on wood, that's good news. But if this were the case and they decided to postpone the Open Championship, that would then fall the week before the Ryder Cup. Unless, of course, they cancel it, then the U.S. Open would fall the week before the Ryder Cup, then the Ryder Cup, and now they're saying November 6th is going to be the Masters down in Augusta, Georgia. And there's a lot of jockeying going on right now to try to get in the majors. And it could end up being where the U.S. Open, which is – or the PGA Championship, which is always the last major, could end up being actually the first major of this golf season because of the position that it falls on the calendar. So anyway, my point being is I don't know. There's no release of schedules yet because nobody really knows what our future holds. So unfortunately – on one hand, keep dreaming and keep thinking, and as I do, weather's going to get warm, we're going to get outside, maybe enjoy our own yards, but at some point, we hope to be gathering again. But as of right now, no. 855-830-8648. Let's go to our buddy Ben, listening to us in Sussex. Ben, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's up, man?
Yeah, hey, Bill. It was great. It was great seeing that Juan Nieves no-hitter last night. And
it was awesome.
I was kind of going in and out of that game, just doing some different things last night, and it was just bringing back some great memories. I remember when that game was on live back in '87. We were coming home from a track meet. I ran for Heartland Arrowhead, and I remember one of our teammates, Dan. He had a Walkman, and he was giving us the play by play of that game, and I remember just getting off of the bus and racing home and flipping on the TV just in time to see Robin Yount make that final catch. And I always think of that whenever I think of that Juan Nieves no hitter.
Right. No, I agree with you. And you know, what's funny is some of the Baltimore Orioles had said, wow, he didn't need to dive to make that catch. He just wanted to be dramatic. And I watched that last night because I went back and I was DVRing it, and I watched that. I tell you what, he could have maybe reached out and caught it, but I tell you what, he needed a dive, I thought. I really did. Also, that was one of the things. It was funny because a friend of mine sent me a text last night saying that Ripken was at the Pfister a couple of weeks later as the Orioles were in town and was still grumbling about that. Because they had so many balls that they hit down the line foul that would have been out of the park and all that kind of stuff, and they were just missing, and they were getting out ahead of him and blah blah blah, and then onto the dive, you know, grumbling about, well, you know, Robin played it up, and I just thought it was so funny that there was some angst and anger regarding the Orioles from, you know, getting no hit. So hey, you didn't score a run, you didn't get a hit. I mean, you can't grumble too much. You know what I mean?
Right, and that just wasn't Robin's style to do that sort of thing. So,
right.
Couple quick things, Bill. You had asked about just some different things that you've been watching and things that you've been looking forward to and everything.
Been
watching a bunch of sports documentaries, and I watched one on Joe DiMaggio the other night. And there's a stat from that documentary that I just can't get my mind around. He had 361 career homers, and he had 369 career strikeouts. That just blows me away in looking at it through the prism of today's game. 361 homers, 369 strikeouts. Had you heard that one before?
No, but I'll tell you what, when you look at his strikeouts and you think that's all that he had,
yeah.
I mean, think about that. It's not like touchdowns and interceptions. I mean, this is like strikeouts. I mean, some guys in today's game, 150 strikeouts is no big deal. He had 350-something in his career.
Career. I just like it.
That's amazing.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And two other documentaries that I've just loved from the last week. I'll leave it with this. The one is called The Doctor. It's on YouTube. It's great quality about Dr. J. It's just called The Doctor. Footage that I've never seen before. And then it's also on YouTube, but it's the HBO Ted Williams one. Just phenomenal quality on there, and just what an amazing guy. he won't win father or husband of the year, but he was just what a great athlete and great veteran as well. So,
yep, no doubt. Great. There's a lot of good stuff if you go look for it. I appreciate the phone call. There's a lot of good stuff if you go look for it. People have been sending me different documentaries or sports stories to pay attention to, and I've been trying to do as much as I can. It's been good. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Hey, by the way, this is from Sarah, who says, what are the other games coming up? When we come back after the bottom of the hour, I'll let you know the other games that are coming up. Fox Sports Wisconsin is actually going to broadcast some of the other classic games, some of the other classic Brewer games, World Series, some of the ALCS games as well. So those are coming up. So we'll let you know what some of those games are. No doubt. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. How are you enjoying your time away when it comes to isolating yourself? Hey, by the way, here's the other question, and we were asking this the other day, and I wanted to do this, so we're doing it today. A little bit of fun. If you're going to isolate yourself with one sports figure, who is it? If you're going to sit down and you're going to say, the next 30 days, I got to isolate myself with you, who is it? More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Here's something for you, Radio Joe Zinzola. The PGA channel just put this out. I don't know if you saw it. It said you couldn't write a better script. The Return of the Roar. It's a 90-minute documentary detailing Tiger Woods' dramatic comeback that culminated his first victory in 5 years. That airs tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Central.
Literally, just saw that coming out of the break. I am adding that to my DVR list.
There you go. I mean, I'm going to watch it, but I thought that was kind of cool. So I'm going to put that on my list. That's going to happen tonight. Looking forward to that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Okay, look. If you are going to be quarantined, and we all know we are going to be, but if you had a wish, and that sports fairy came out of the sky and landed in your backyard and gave you a pair of cleats and gave you maybe a glove and a bat and a ball and a football and a helmet and everything else that goes along with it and a hockey stick and a puck, and you've got all your wishes, but the fairy said, if we could give you one sports figure, alive or dead, that you could be quarantined with, who would it be? Who would it be? And there's a lot of sports figures that I think I could probably sit down and chat with. I start to think, you know, I go back to my childhood. Okay, I grew up watching the Big Red Machine. The first real quarterback that I knew professionally was Ken Anderson. Out of Augustana College, played quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Then there's a guy like Anthony Munoz, who I got to know a little bit over time. There was Ken Griffey Jr., who played Legion ball in the same Legion ball that I played. He went basically from high school almost damn near into the pros, but because he was already a highly touted prospect at the time. So I'm thinking of all the different guys. You know, there's the Larkin family. They all went to the rival high school, Moeller. There was Byron and Barry and everybody. So I'm thinking, okay, my local roots. Then I'm thinking, okay, I got a chance to know Bart Starr. You know, what I want to just be quarantined with Bart and listen to the stories of the years gone by. And then I also think to myself that if I'm quarantined for the next 30 days with this person, I got to stand them. So guys like Pete Rose are out. You know, big egos that want to do everything. Johnny Bench would be out, you know. I could see, you know, hanging out with a guy like Robin Yount. I could see that. But then I start thinking of grander figures. We talked about a guy like Joe DiMaggio a little while ago, you know. Brett Favre would have one hell of a party, and I don't think he'd give a damn about social distancing. I think he'd probably be throwing a party at the house. But I start thinking about all that kind of stuff. So if you're going to have somebody who you're going to be quarantined with, you know, another guy who I think would be fun to be quarantined with would be Al McGuire. When you start to think about the sayings and, you know, just what he would come up with in an ordinary everyday life. I could see him standing down there in his underwear or something like that, cooking pancakes, coming up with parables or something, you know. So you have to think about if you could stand him. And then, you think about some of the better female athletes. I mean, Nancy Lopez was one of the first really big female athletic stars that I'd ever met. I think of Nancy Lopez. You start to go in directions like that. Simone Biles in today's day and age and waiting, trying to get to yet another Olympics and one of the more decorated female Olympians ever. The first one that really burst onto the scene was Nadia Comaneci. But I would assume that the language barrier might get in the way. But you start to think of all these different athletes and think, okay, who would you want to be, you know, cooped up with? Then there's Tiger Woods. You know, you talk about a guy named Tiger Woods. Jack Nicklaus. I think Jack Nicklaus would be just fascinating to sit down and talk to for a good amount of time. You know? So if you had to be cooped up and quarantined with a particular celebrity, first person you think of is fill in the blank. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Joe, right. Who you thinking?
All right, well, I need to ask you this first.
Yes.
Do we have parameters here as of location? Like, are we isolating ourselves in our apartment, in our homes, or can we pick a location to isolate ourselves with? Because I bet you can take a wild guess where I would isolate myself.
Well, you'd be on a golf course.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you're going to be isolated on a golf course, I can only imagine that it's Nicklaus or Tiger or Phil or, you know, Ben Hogan or Arnold Palmer or something like that.
I would isolate myself on a golf course in Arizona with Bob Uecker.
That would be a great choice.
Because think about it. You'll hear story after story after story. Euchre will be your entertainment throughout your round. And then you're going out there to golf pretty much every single day. So it finally allows me with my golf game to find some consistency. That's the one problem with golf. For everyone that plays golf, you got to find consistency. And it's hard when you're only going once or twice a week, every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You can't get anything going. So if I'm isolating myself for 30 days, might as well just hang out with Bob Uecker, drink some beer, play some golf, work on my game a little bit. And man, I'm sound as a pound, baby.
Yeah, I could think of like Al Michaels and the stories. You know, some of the reporters probably have as good of stories as a lot of the players do. You know, you can think of a lot of players that we've covered over the years. You know, would you like to be a fly on the wall and get the full story behind, you know, say A-Rod, you know, and what went on with all the juicing not once but twice? You know, you look at a guy like Jose Canseco. You look at some of the guys that have had, you know, look at like Dennis Rodman. You know, you look at the stories those guys had. Michael Jordan. You know, that, you start to think of the greatest of the greats, Walter Payton. You know, so you get in that realm. You know, like I already mentioned Brett Favre. I think it'd be really interesting and cerebral if you sat down and just had, you know, a quarantine with, you know, Aaron Rodgers, obviously. All the different things that he's into, music and you know, into, so to speak, if you consider non-religious being a religion, but and then find out everything that's going on behind the scenes. How's the family? What's going on there? What's going on with the fact that your dad is really into religion and you're not? And some of the revelations that he's made over the years, and to talk about stuff like that. So there's a lot of different ways you could go. There's a lot of different sports figures. Muhammad Ali, you know, is he that energetic in that way all the time? And to talk to him about, you know, everything from his time militarily, when he was being expected to go into the military and didn't want to do it, and then what kind of repercussions he took. Obviously, the thrill in Manila, you know, you start to talk to him about that, the you know, end of his career, the way he handled Parkinson's, you know, everything about him. So, I mean, there's just so many directions you could go. 855-830-8648. If you had to be quarantined with one particular person, who would that be? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We would love to hear from you. 855-830-8648. L. Miller says, I would love to be quarantined with Robin Yount, my all-time idol. This one is from a deal man who says, I would love to be with A.J. Foyt, always been a race car enthusiast. A.J. Foyt was a good old boy from the Good Old Boy Network years ago. And raced Indy cars back when Indianapolis was great. This is from Derek. Derek goes with the race car. I would love to sit down with Dick Trickle and see how much and see how much guff he took for his name growing up as a kid. This is from Spaceman. Spaceman writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He said, "You hit it on the head, Jack Nicklaus. One of the kindest, gentlest men ever walked the face of the earth. Not to mention a terrific golfer." And to how he handled all the pressures, not to mention the fact that he had to cut his career short because of his bad back and knee. And that's right. I mean, how you handle life after the fact, you know? Because usually when you're one of the all-time greats, it's very difficult to walk away from the game. Jack seemed to make an incredibly smooth transition. There is nothing that Jack Nicklaus has done that hasn't, in my opinion, that maybe you could remind me of something I have forgotten, but there's nothing that man hasn't done where he's seemed to just ease into transition and done it with class. You know, it's just, I can't imagine him touching anything and it going bad. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Traeger Grills, the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And I am definitely grilling tonight. Our good friends over at Traeger brought us one. Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware. They can supply you with the grills. They can do it. All you got to do is call them up or order online. They can put the grill right in your trunk, or they can bring it to your house, set it up. Basically, no contact. Get that thing going for you, and then give you the links to watch how to work it online, and you're off and running. And that's basically a contact-free, transaction. So our friends over there at Traeger Grill, they want to help you out, and all the Ace Hardwares can take care of you. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Larry, listening to us in Thiensville. Larry, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hi, Bill. You mentioned Al McGuire before, and that's the one I would like to spend time talking with. In fact, I had a chance for about 10 minutes to talk with him a few years after he had retired, and it was like a dream come true. I was in a hobby shop and looking over model trains, and there was only one other customer in the store, and then the salesman. So I'm looking. All of a sudden, I hear this voice say, "Pardon me, but do you have any old toy lead soldiers that you want to get rid of or sell?" And my first thought was, I recognize that voice. He sounds just like Al McGuire. And I turn around, and it is Al McGuire.
There you go.
And so he was in the hobby shop looking, to buy toy lead soldiers, which I used to have when I was a kid back in the 50s. And I said, unfortunately, I don't have them anymore. When I went away to college, my mother threw away everything I had. And mm-hmm. So we talked for 10 minutes about all the great players. And I went to see so many Marquette games way back when. And so I talked about Earl Tatum and Jim Jones and all George Thompson and, he had so many great things to say, and the most important thing he said was his one regret was that he never got to coach Jim Jones, Larry McNeil, and Maurice Lucas at the same time. which would have happened if Jim Jones hadn't gone pro.
Yeah.
So he said if those three had played together, that would have been the greatest front line in the history of college basketball. Mm-hmm. And I certainly agreed with him about that. But that's who I'd want to get together and talk with.
There you go.
Again.
I would love just to listen to his story. I mean, I appreciate the phone call. I would love just to listen to his stories. I mean, the guy's got some fantastic stories. You know, another one that I was thinking of as he's sitting there talking to me was Serena Williams is another one. I find her fascinating. Not only intelligent, but her business sense. Obviously, she's had a lot of different battles, both on the court and off the court. There's so much there to reminisce about. That would be really cool. That would be another one. If you had to be quarantined with somebody, alive or dead, some sports figure, who would you find the most fascinating to be quarantined throughout the month of April with? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour as well, Dan Shonka from Our Lads Pro Scouting Service is going to be joining us, talk some Packers draft as well as other draft. But nevertheless, we're going to talk with him. Also, Frank Madden from the Locked On Bucks podcast going to be coming up here at the bottom of the next hour as well. Stay tuned. A whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
Don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are so happy to have you here with us, as always. Hey, today is a local day today, too. It's a Fish Fry Friday, and I had asked a little while ago for a lot of different suggestions, a lot of different local out there, and I appreciate everybody, tweeting at me and messaging me and such. Thanks so much, because I'll get to all of them. I'll try to get as many mentioned out as I can, but you know, a lot of our good sponsors, our friends down at San Giorgio, reminding you, you know, you can get those pizzas without meat. You can stop down there. Stenny's doing their Fish Fry Fridays again. I've got our friends out there at Stoley's Hog Alley. Don't forget about our good friends over there at the Social House, HAUS, out there on West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Also, Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's, they put up some pictures the other day of their fish fry and stuff. My God, that looked good. So if you're going to be out and about tonight and you're going to try to do some local things, keep them in mind when you're out there. There's no doubt about it. A lot of good people, a lot of good businesses, just trying to hang in there in these trying times. We'll get back to the question coming up here momentarily when it comes to who you would like to be quarantined with, what sports figure, male or female, or living or dead. If you had the month of April to just kind of hang out, who would it be? In the meantime, there is Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated. He believes that Las Vegas is the only option for the NBA. And he was on The Herd. I know we don't usually go there to that well very often, but he says Vegas, it's the only option. Here it is.
I think it's their best option. At this point, it's the only option. The people I talk to have strongly suggested that within the walls of the league office, they just don't believe that traditional city-to-city postseason is possible. Putting teams effectively in one place is really the only place that makes sense, and there really isn't anything under serious consideration other than Las Vegas. Logistically, it would be the easiest place to pull off.
So, probably in the sense because you would have enough space for the teams, enough hotel space and such. In addition to that, you would then also have enough facilities because, you know, these teams have to practice. And a lot of these guys, I mean, as he says, players right now are insisting there has to be a training camp before they just all of a sudden jump back on the court.
In order to salvage some kind of postseason, the league's clearly willing to go into August and maybe even willing to go into September just to get something done. But the reality is, at some point, you have to start thinking about the 2020-2021 season. And when players come back, they're going to want a training camp. I mean, they're going to want to go 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks to get their bodies back into the kind of shape you need to play a postseason. Even if you say, all right, we're back June 1st, that really doesn't mean you're back until June 20th.
So there you go, and he's right, because once you get on the court, you got to at least get yourself back into, quote, playing shape. We'll get back into our question, who would you like to be quarantined with? I am getting hit up big time in the email box and on Twitter and such. This one's pretty good. John shoots me an email and says, quarantine with one athlete, who would I pick? You guys aren't looking at it from the right angle. He said, I would quarantine with Anna Kournikova, isolated in a hot tub with endless vodka. I wouldn't need her to tell me any stories. It would be about the stories that I made. A second choice would be Danica Patrick. Same setup, John from Mark from Marinette. John, how you doing? That's funny. I like that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk some NFL draft. We'll get back into this discussion a little bit later on in the show, but we'll talk some NFL draft. Our good buddy Dan Shanka, our lads at Scouting Services, we'll talk with him about how this has affected them, and about how he thinks it's going to affect the draft and the talent that's going to be there for the Green Bay Packers. Hang in there. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.